Okay, so let's begin this lesson by naming our sins to God the Father, as is our standard operating procedure.
好，我们现在从跟向神、向天父认罪开始，我们这个整个课程的SOP。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time today to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们今天早上有这个时间来研读你的话语。
We give thanks that through scripture you clearly reveal your plan for our lives.
经由这些经句，让你教导我们整我们生命的事情。
And we give thanks for every problem-solving device and every method we have to solve our problems.
感谢你教导我们如何用这个解决问题的工具来解决生命的问题。
In order that we can be happy and to glorify you.
而因此让我们能够生活的喜乐，并且能荣耀你。
And with this goal in our minds, we now offer up this time to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们因着你的耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
祷告奉靠主耶稣之名, Amen.
Okay. Yeah, so you know, God has a purpose. Every time that we sit down for a Bible class, we have a purpose, and the greater purpose is to learn how to glorify God.
我们每一次上课，我们在学习的时候呢，都是有一个目的的，而这个最大的一个目的之一就是要能够荣耀神。
We've been looking at the promises, we call them covenants, but we can call them promises as well, that God has given to people in the Old Testament. We started off with Noah, and then we had Abraham, and today we'll be talking about David.
我们在学习就是神给我们的应许，我们从旧约的这些故事里面，这些人物他们跟神的这个关系。 看到神跟我们订约，跟我们有的这些应许，经由诺亚、亚伯拉罕，到今天我们要谈大卫。And
the reason these people are known as biblical heroes is because they understood God's purpose in their lives.
我们称这些人呢为圣经的英雄，圣经里的英雄，是因为他们了解神要在我们生命中要有的目标、目的。
And the reason they understood God's purpose is because they actually wanted to know about it. You can't learn about God's plan if you're not interested.
我们要了解神对我们的一个目的，而如果我们不研读圣经，我们就不会知道神的计划。
Yeah, and just like Noah and Abraham and David, when these people first became believers, they had no idea about God's plan for their lives.
就像亚伯拉罕或者是大卫，然后诺亚，他们都是一样，就是他们生下来的时候并不知道神给他的计划是什么。And
it's just like us. You can remember that when you became a believer, you believed because you probably were looking for salvation and you understood the gospel message and you said that's a good idea.
就像我们一样，我们刚开始。 并不认识神，那我们会想要认识神是很可能我们是希望得到救恩，然后得到救恩之后，我们认识了神，我们才开始学习到圣经里面的事情。我们才开始发现这是非常有帮助的。But
we didn't believe in Jesus because we thought, oh, we want to glorify God and we want to become witnesses in the angelic appeal trial. And we appreciate all the blessings that God's given us. You know, that's not why we believed in Jesus.
但是我们呢，却一开始并不会相信耶稣基督。我们并不会因为我们想要荣耀神，就去相信了耶稣基督。Now
we didn't believe in God because you know, we appreciate all the blessings of what He's done for us, and so we thought we'd believe in Jesus.
我们也不可能因为我们相信神有给我们这么多的应许跟祝福，所以我们就相信了耶稣基督。
And we didn't believe in Jesus, thinking, oh, I want to really serve Jesus Christ and I want to do great things for God.
我们也不可能说，哦，我们要这个为神做伟大的事情，做好的事情，所以我们就相信了耶稣基督。
Just like every other believer, I personally think that we just believe in Jesus because we realize that we're sinners and we need salvation.
而我们呢，应该是像大部分的人，可能都是一样，就是我们是为了想要得到救恩，所以我们相信了耶稣基督。
And as unbelievers, you actually cannot understand God's purpose and God's plan for your life. All you can really understand is that you need to be saved. We just don't have the knowledge and we don't have the motivation. We don't have the spiritual IQ to understand about God's plan.
我们对一个非信徒来讲，我们其实没有那种所谓的属灵的那种智力，知道我们要怎么样去了解神的计划。我们只是知道我们需要被拯救。
And it's quite unfortunate that a lot of Christians have been Christians for many years, and they still think that that's their purpose in life, is to be saved.
那很有趣的事情，很多那种已经做基督徒很久的老基督徒了，他们在脑中里面还是最重要的一个要寻求耶稣的原因，就是他需要被拯救。
So they say, well, now I've been saved,I've done God's purpose for my life, and all I need to do now is go to church and praise God and maybe tell some people about Jesus Christ.
而当他们成为基督徒以后呢，他们就想说，啊，我已经被拯救了，所以呢，我现在就是唯一要做的就是到教会里面去跟神祷告，同时呢，传福音。
But actually, God has given you a much, much greater purpose.
但是呢，其实呢，神是要给我们更多更大的一些目的。
And as the Colonel would teach, you know, salvation is just the entry. It's like the beginning or what we call phase one of God's plan for your life.
就像上校牧师所教导的，这个其实被拯救，就得到救恩，只是作为一个基督徒的整个过程里面的第一步。
And it's really interesting when you look at the spiritual life. And when I say the spiritual life now, we're talking about phase two, and that's your spiritual life from the time you're saved until the time you die. It does have a very clear beginning and it has a very clear ending, a very clear purpose.
而其实这个作为基督徒的第一步是被拯救，被得到救恩。第二步呢，是当你得到救恩开始，一直到你死的那一天。这整个过程是你的第二个阶段。
Yes, just to do a really quick review here, because I think you're familiar with this. Remember we had phase one, so that's salvation. And then you had phase two, that's the spiritual life. And then phase three, that's eternity.
所以作为一个基督徒呢，我们可以把我们的整个生命，属灵生命当作三个阶段来看，就是第一个阶段呢，就是得到救恩，也就是我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻起。然后第二个阶段呢，就是我们相信了耶稣基督后开始，一直到我们死的那一天，这整个过程就是我们的属灵生命的一个成长过程。那第三阶段呢，就是得到永生。
And when you have a look at phase two, again, it's a very definite plan or a definite timeline where you have a very definite beginning.And you have a very definite ending.
而这个第二阶段的属灵生命呢，它是有这么明显的开始跟结束。那开始跟结束的这个时间呢
？Okay, and the beginning, of course, that's when you believe in Jesus Christ. So that is actually phase one. But as soon as you've done the phase one, now you're starting phase two. So at the beginning, you're a believer in Jesus Christ. That's when it happens.
所以在这个第二阶段的属灵生命的开始，很清楚的开始，就是我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻。
Okay, and the ending is very clear. It's either the death, your physical death, or it's the rapture.
而第二阶段的结束呢，就是我们死的那一天，或者是我们被提的那一刻。
But before that point happens, at some stage, you are supposed to achieve your purpose. You're supposed to achieve the certain goal, or it has a specific goal. And it's quite detailed, but if we simplify it, if we simplify that goal, we can say it's to glorify God.
好，我们呢，其实在这个属灵生命里面呢，就是神所期待我们要达成的事情啊，有一个最简单的一个综合性的说法，就是我们要荣耀神。
And again, that has to happen before your death or before the rapture. You can't do it afterwards because then the angelic conflict is over.
而这件事情就荣耀神呢，这件事绝对必须要在我们离开人世前。要做的，因为当我们死的那一刻或被提的那一刻，这个属灵征战就结束了，我们也就没有机会去荣耀神了。
The way that God is glorified in our lives, and we see time and time again in Scripture, is that God will test you and actually test His word in your soul. But that testing has to take place under pressure.
在我们的人生中呢？上帝是会给我们很多的试炼，那这个试炼有些是在生活上，有些是在你的头脑里。而所谓的试炼，就是你要在某一种压力里面去做一些选择。
And that's why we should always understand, or we need to learn to understand about Christian suffering and the different types of Christian suffering and why it happens and what we're supposed to do in times of suffering.
所以我们要理解哈，对于一个基督徒来讲，他是会有很多的这种苦难，好的状态机会的，好，他会得到这些苦难的。
And remember also, actually, testing doesn't just happen under suffering. Remember, testing can happen under prosperity as well.
而我们要知道，神给我们的这种试炼，不只是苦难的试炼，也有可能是在丰盛的试炼。
And in that case, either God or even Satan, he could bless a believer in order to distract him from God's purpose.
而当一个丰盛的试炼来的时候，它很可能甚至是来自于撒旦，它就会让这个信徒呢，从神的专注于神的状况下偏离分心了。
So you have to remember, when God blesses a believer, He's not trying to get the believer distracted. God's purpose to bless the believer is to glorify God. Whereas sometimes Satan will use that blessing. He knows the believer's weak point, and he will use that to tempt the believer away. But God doesn't tempt, remember that. So only Satan will tempt the believer.
而我们要知道，就是当神给我们试炼的时候呢，他只是希望我们能够做荣耀神的事情，所以神是不会去引诱人去做恶的事，罪的事。但是撒旦却会利用这个丰盛的试炼呢，来引诱人去偏离神。
But either way, when the believer is blessed, whether it's through God or whether it's through Satan, it does become a temptation to him to get distracted from God's plan.
所以，当一个人呢受到相当的祝福啊，这个祝福不止可能是来自神，也可能来自撒旦的，他都很容易因此被这个丰盛的祝福而分心了。
Yeah, but whether we're talking about the suffering that can take place or this temptation to get distracted, that can only happen in time. And in time means in your time in life, during your spiritual life. Not after, not when you've gone to heaven.
所以我们要理解呢，就是当一个人他受到苦难的试炼，或者丰盛的试炼，这都必须是在他的人生人世中发生的，而不可能是在他离开人世后还有。所以这个机会就只有在这短暂的这个人世的这一生中。
So again, we need to always remember that this opportunity that we have to glorify God, it's only going to happen in time. And so we have a limited time in which to do this.
所以，我们都要记得，就是我们能够荣耀神的时间，我们的机会是非常非常有限的。也就是成为基督徒后，然后一直到我们离开人世的这一段时间。
Now, when you get to heaven, of course, every believer will be worshiping God and will be praising God and very thankful for what we have.
而当我们离开人世，到了天堂之后，我们所有的这个信徒呢，都是在做敬拜神啊，赞美神的这个事情。
Yeah, but there's going to be no tempting or no temptation because we'll be in a perfect environment.
而我们呢，在天堂是在一个完美的环境中，已经不再会有任何的试炼或引诱。
Yeah, because Satan will be in the lake of fire. There'll be no unbelievers around to rebel against God. You'll have no sin nature, and there'll be no distractions.
而撒旦呢，将会在这个火湖里啊，然后呢，已经没有任何人，这个所谓的堕落天使啊，撒旦这些人来诱惑我们，所以基本上我们就是在一个完美的一个完全属神的一个天国中。
There'll be no evil, of course, because Satan's gone. So everything will be about truth. There'll be no deception, no lies, and for that reason, we'll be perfectly happy.
而我们也不会再看到任何邪恶的事情，所有的事情都是跟着真理走啊，也不会有欺骗，也不会有伤害。
And that applies even to the worst believer in history. And yeah, there's some pretty bad believers, and even ourselves, we know that we do some bad things and we get involved in evil. But even for the worst believer in history, he'll be perfectly happy in heaven.
而这像在天国里的人呢，他不只是。那些很完美的、很棒的基督徒，连那个最糟糕的基督徒啊，包括也可能我们也不是那么好的基督徒，就是我们都还会有我们的一些坏的性格等等的。到了天堂之后呢，这些也都没有了，所以这真的是一个非常美好、快乐的一个环境跟时光。
But he will have to live forever and ever with this, I guess it's like a feeling, or a knowledge that he missed out on achieving God's purpose in his life. So maybe a little bit of regret. You know, that's not like a sinful regret. But in his mind, that he will know that he failed to achieve God's purpose in his life.
但是对于那些很糟糕的基督徒，他们在人世间呢，没有做到荣耀神的事情的基督徒呢，他们到了天国，一定是会有一种非常大的失落，因为他们错过了那个机会，他们其实是会很后悔，他们在人间没有成为一个为神做见证、荣耀神的基督徒。
You have to remember that in the eternal state, we call it the eternal state, so that means that phase three, there's going to be certain privileges given to the great believers in the eternal state.
我们要知道哈，就是在这个永生的天国里那些非常好的基督徒，应该说信仰的伟人们他们在天国是会得到特别的，应该说特别的一些待遇的，优越的待遇的。
Yeah, that includes things like even for the millennium, and we can get, for us, the millennium is really part of the eternal state. The great believers will rule with Jesus Christ, so they'll have positions of leadership, and that also means that they'll get to speak personally with Jesus, talking about world policies, for example.
而我们要知道，就是所谓的千禧年就是耶稣再来之后的那1000年的千禧年，也是等于是在天国的这个权柄之下，就是天堂的权柄，耶稣把它带下人间。那在这样的这个千禧年间这些伟大的信徒们，他们也要成为耶稣的帮手，耶稣手下的这些领导人。
And then after the millennium, and after the great white throne judgment, we're going to have the new heavens and the new earth. And in that time, there's going to be all these special privileges for these great believers as well.
而在耶稣再来后的大白宝座前，就是这整个世界跟就会如同天上一样，就是天国的这个权柄降临在地上。那这些伟大的信徒们，也是有非常多事情要做的。
And we see this talked about in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 as well. It talks about these special privileges you get. and their eternal privileges, which last forever and ever.
所以启示录的二章跟三章呢，也都有讲到，就是在这个天国降临后，哈的这些好的基督徒们将会得到的这些特殊的优待。
And as we read about these, and we can be very optimistic, I guess, we can be hopeful that if we complete the spiritual life, that we can get these things, and not for our personal glory, but because we know that they glorify God, and there'll be a great happiness in that.
我们可以期待，就是当我们成为一个好的基督徒，为神做好的见证，然后荣耀神之后呢，我们将会得到的这些优待，但是不是这些优待，也不是因为让我们个人会觉得非常的了不起、很骄傲，我们也是得到这些优待，也是在见证神。
One of the prizes, I guess, or rewards, I think that the Bible calls them rewards. And one of the rewards is that you can get entry to the Tree of Life Club. It's like a special club which only the great believers will enter into.
The Tree Club,
A Tree of Life. The
Tree of
Colonel
Life.
calls it the Tree of Life Club.
OK，那这个所谓的这些特殊的优待，就是荣耀神的基督徒，他们可以得到各种优待、优渥的待遇呢。其中有一个叫被上校牧师称之为“生命树俱乐部”。
Okay, and actually in Genesis, sorry, in Revelations, I think it's chapter 2, it says that this great believer, or the great believer, will have permission to eat of or eat the fruit from the tree of life. But we can assume it's like a club. Maybe it's at some kind of a restaurant, and in the middle here you have the tree, and then you can sit around and be like a very special club.
而这个在启示录第二章里面就有提到哈，这些荣耀神的基督徒呢，他们可以在生命树上这个摘果子吃。那这些人他们就好像在这个树边吃果子，就好像是共同享有这个生命树俱乐部的这个叫做进场资格一样。
Yeah, we can really only imagine. We try to imagine what it'd be like. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult, but it's going to be a great privilege. Whatever the format, whatever the setup is, it's going to be a great privilege to have that membership, to have that permission to eat from the tree of life.
这是一个我们也许很难去想象的一个情境但是这些很棒的基督徒们，他们就有资格成为生命树俱乐部的一员，然后呢，可以任意的在生命树上摘下可能非常非常甜美的果子来吃。
And the only believers that really can achieve that, to be able to have that privilege, is to know your purpose.
所以呢，怎么样才能成为这个生命树俱乐部的成员呢？你必须要先了解你生命的意义，生命的目的是什么。
Yeah, I've got the verse up here, so let me just see if I can find it because it's an interesting verse as well. Oh, it must have been Revelations 2:7. Okay, we'll just have a quick look because it's an interesting concept.
我们来看一下这个启示录的二章七节，这是一个非常有趣的一个概念。
And it helps us to understand one of the many privileges or one of the many rewards that God gives to the great believers.
这个生命树俱乐部成员的这个入会资格，它其实是神给的，给我们基督徒，好的基督徒的很多很多的，应该说奖赏中的一个。
Perry says here, "Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And it starts off to him that overcomes. So that means the one that has victory in the spiritual life.
好，所以在启示录二章七节说呢，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。克服的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。你要写信给士美那教会的天使。
Yeah, to overcome, that means you have victory over all your problems, over all the suffering and all the prosperity tests. You have victory, you overcome.
所谓的这个成功的这些教友呢，是说你能够真的克服了这些各种的困难艰苦。
The only way you do that is by understanding God's purpose again.
而能够做得到这件事情的人，一定是他要先理解神给我们生命的计划跟目的。
Yeah, and if you do that, then it says here in the English, I will give to eat, means I give permission to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So here we have this paradise, a bit like Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. You had the paradise, they had the tree there, and it's going to be like a new Garden of Eden, but it's a very special club, only for those who have overcome. And they can go there, and as the Colonel would say, maybe it's not just a tree of life, but you have these tables there, you sit down, the waiter comes along and gives you the best food from the menu, best wine, etc.
神是在告诉我们，就是当我们能够真的，在这个属灵生命上得胜，好，我们真的能够抗拒所有的诱惑跟这个困苦和丰盛的所有的事情，啊，然后我们呢就有这个机会进到新的伊甸园，好，甚至是新的一个伊甸园呢，吃生命树上的果子，所以这个感觉就很像说在新的伊甸园里面呢，这个生命树四周啊，就好像被布置了一个美好的餐厅哈，然后都有一些桌子、椅子，然后大家哦，我们都是得胜的基督徒，就可以坐在那边享受这个生命树大餐，生命树果子大餐。
And I think one of the great things about if you do get membership there, it's not just this great privilege, but just think of the people that you get to meet. All the great believers in history will be there, and you'll be sharing your experiences and sharing time with these really great believers. That's a huge privilege.
而想一想看哦，不是光是你得到了这个吃的果子的机会，而是你在这个生命树俱乐部里面所遇到的其他的来吃这个生命树果子的人，他们全部都是非常伟大了不起的基督徒，所以你们可以共同分享啊这些非常美好的这些经验，属灵经验。
Eternity is a very long time, so you have a chance to meet these people, of course. Imagine sitting down and having dinner with somebody like King David. And maybe at some point, if you get membership to the, maybe at some stage, King David will say, hey, would you like to have dinner sometime?
而且你想想看哦，你在这里说不定还有机会遇到像大卫王，啊，然后跟他聊天，他还跟你讲说，啊，哪一天我们来一起吃晚饭啊？
I think that would be a great, great privilege, and it would be a shame to miss out on those kind of opportunities because you didn't understand God's purpose.
所以这是一个非常棒的一个奖赏哈，那我们绝对不会希望我们错过了这样的机会。
And it's not going to be a reason to show off. See, a lot of people, if they had membership to an exclusive restaurant, yeah, they might show off to all their friends and say, oh, I get to go to this great restaurant. I get to sit down with this Hollywood star or something like that, Yeah, it's not a reason to show off, but it's just a reason to be very grateful.
而这样子的这种资格啊，它绝对不是要我们去炫耀的，哈，就好像什么在好莱坞的餐厅里面跟某某大明星同桌吃饭这种非常要炫耀的感觉。它真的重点是在我们应该要非常充满了感激跟感恩的心。
Okay, so just now I was talking about David, and David is a man who very clearly understood God's purpose for his life from a very young age.
我们现在回来讲大卫，大卫呢，就是一个在很年幼的时候、很年轻的时候呢，就已经了解了上帝要给我们生命的目的。
Yeah, so what we'll do, I think we'll just have a break for 5 minutes, and then we'll come back and then we'll talk a bit about the promises that God gave to David. And how that ties in with the line of Jesus Christ.
现在先休息一下，等下回来的时候我们就来谈大卫哈，他的成为。耶稣基督的这一条血脉上的一个重要的圣徒。
Okay, are you okay to go to 10:30? 11, what is it? It'll be 11:30 for you, right, today?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so just have a 5 minute break and then we'll come back at about maybe 5 minutes to 11.
好，我们10:55回来，然后今天上课会到11:30。